Good morning. Is anyone here?
Morning.
I just heard that, was it millet that has a lot of iron? Check it out.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. On America Now, they were doing, instead of the Rice Krispie bar, she was using puffed millet. That's high in iron. I'm almost positive that's what it was. You can check AmericanNowNews.com and see if the Rice Krispie balls come up with the recipe for them. Or puffed millet bars, whatever. Balls. They made them into balls.
Oh, that'd be good.
We're talking about, they were saying it's healthy. You melt your marshmallows in butter. Yes, I'm aptos. Interesting what different people's idea of, quote, healthy is.
Hello.
I love these wives who say, yes, but my husband eats healthy. And I, you know, I reluctantly say, can you tell me what you mean? Like, what? Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Has arrived.
Somebody else came on?
Good morning, it's Betty.
Morning, Betty, how are you?
I'm okay, how about you?
I'm holding up. Thanks for covering me on Tuesday.
Oh, I forgot.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, no, you're tired.
I came in late, but it was like, I went in early and nobody was there, and then I kind of got busy, and it's like, oh, I forgot all about it. So I got back on and everything was okay, you know.
Okay. And here I thought I could count on you.
He was a simple mind, Nancy.
Oh, believe me, you have no idea. In fact, a friend of mine left, and she's not even sure whether she left last Tuesday or Wednesday. I thought it was Tuesday. She thinks it was Wednesday because her husband's brother was dying in San Diego. They get to the airport. She couldn't book it. She booked it online using miles, could not print a boarding pass at home. Got to the airport, could not print a boarding pass. So they went up to the desk, could not print a boarding pass, said you cannot get on the flight. Sent them home. And the wife said to the whoever, I mean, it's not like we're going on a pleasure trip. My husband's brother is dying. We need to get there. Booked them on another flight the next morning, wanted to do it at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they said absolutely not. Anyway, they stayed until Tuesday of this week, got home at midnight Tuesday, and I talked to her yesterday. She said, I don't know anything, and I said, I really know what you're talking about, because this was the week of weeks to know that.
Yes.
I will go into a little detail when we stop coming in, maybe, or we'll see.
Yeah.
But it was very weird.
Oh, boy.
Anyone else on who wants to say hello? Well, then I'll get going because I have almost a quarter after 10. If you guys will remember, I guess it was the beginning of last week, I mentioned that we had bugs. Possibly from our trip?
Oh, yes.
Okay. It's official. And Tuesday was the day that they ridded my house of bed bugs. I was telling Mary Lou about this yesterday a little bit. And I would not wish this past week on even anyone I don't like at all.
Oh, wow.
Wednesday night when I was getting ready for bed, those of you who know me know that I read my Simple Abundance page every night. And as I was sitting on the bed right next to the pillow was a small bug, and I put it in my hand to go get a piece of, because the other two I had killed and disposed of without even thinking. And this one I thought, it was much smaller. And I put it on my finger and was taking it to the kitchen, you know, to go get a piece of tape to put it on. And I dropped it on the carpet at the end of the bed. And I ran in to get the tape, and I pulled out a flashlight, and I found that little sucker. And really, the size of a pinhead almost. Between the size of a pinhead and a straight pin the other end, but half of that. but I did find it and put him on a tape. Read my passage, and less than 20 minutes later, another one, same spot. And I had a piece of tape ready this time. And Thursday morning, I told Marty, and I said, we've got to do something. So Thursday morning, I called, they're no longer called exterminators, they're called pest control people now. I called, you know, over the years, we've lived in Cleveland for 42 years already. You know, we've had episodes where we had to call an exterminator. So I called the one that I had used previously in the other house, which is at least 10 years ago. And, you know, his ad says nothing about, he doesn't even have an ad in the phone book, just his number. And I said, do you deal with what I think may be bed bugs? Oh, sure. Meanwhile, on the same page in the yellow pages was a fairly large ad for someone who specifically attacks bed bugs. They use a canine to sniff them out, if you have them, and then they use heat to heat your house. And so I talked to the first guy, and what does he use? Of course, chemicals. And I said, so is this detrimental? You know, once it dries, you know, am I going to smell it? Is it going to be detrimental? Oh, no, it's here, you know. Okay. I said, well, you know, I told him about the ad, hoping he would say, oh, yeah, they do a really good job. That's a good idea. But he didn't. He said, yeah, it would be helpful to have a canine go in there and determine where you have them. So that was my plan. I called the other ad and talked to the owner. Well, I later found out it was the owner. And I said, we'd like the canine to come. This was Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon. Gary and his dog, Bella, a golden lab, came. And it's amazing to watch this dog at work. She was a rescue dog, and he trained her to do this. He finally decided, you know, if I'm going to use my dog, I may as well get paid something for it. And she sniffed around. He said, I'm going to have her get on your bed. I said, boss, I said, my dog was never allowed on there, and you're sending her up on my bed? But anyway, initially she smelled nothing on my bed. We went upstairs, and the house is set up that behind, off to the bedroom is another room, and in that room is a closet that goes kind of behind the bedroom where we store the luggage, where Mindy put the luggage the Sunday after we came home. It had been in the garage until then, and I asked her to take it upstairs and put it in the closet, which she did. As soon as Bella got to the closet, she sat. And that is the sign that there's activity in there. Then he had her jump up in the bed, and again she sat. Went to the rest of the upstairs, and there was nothing. Came back down again and took her back into my bedroom. This time she sat on my bed. And then she came over to me where I was standing outside the bedroom, and she sat. And I said, what? I said, he said, it could be in your shoes. I said, oh, thanks for sharing that. That's really comforting to hear. In fact, when he saw my specimens, he wouldn't come in my house initially. When he saw the specimens that were standing outside, he said, you've got them. You really don't need me to come in. And my thought still was, I want to know where they are so that I can have my former exterminator get rid of them. By this point, you know, just in talking to him, and the experience and everything that he has dealing with. He's an independent contractor. He is not an employee. He works for other pest control people also. But just hearing him describe the efficacy of this modality compared to the chemicals, I talked to Marty and I said, I'm going to have the owner of the heat guy come and let's just compare. And meanwhile, I looked online at stuff. And Friday, the heat guy came, and nice guy. Both of them are really nice guys. In fact, initially, the dog guy bought a Flex because he needs a hip replacement, and the VA won't do it until he loses 20 more pounds. But the owner of the pest control company, it was so patient with my questions, and I had many of them. What they do is, you know, it's just information that people may need, hopefully never, but tuck it away somewhere. They heat the whole house to 120 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a dry heat. It's too bad that Jeannie's not on the phone because they get this in Phoenix. And it literally dries out the bed bugs. And so they evaporate. Well, they don't, you know, the carcasses are there, but they're gone. They're dead. And interestingly, some of you may know, we are attached on one side. We do have a firewall between our units. And when I came home Tuesday, late at 4:30, I said to Steve, anybody stopped to find out what's going on down here? He said, yeah, your neighbor Steve was here. And I told him, which he had told me also, we are not sending them outside. They will come into us to die. You know, it attracts them. It does not send them outside. So we had to vacate Tuesday morning at 8, and it was just the amount of equipment. He brought, I think, 16 or 18 heaters in here. He went, when we woke up, and it's been very warm here. He turned the air on when they were finished Tuesday, and I've had it on because very warm and extremely humid. But he wanted me to turn I did not have the air on Tuesday. He wanted me to turn it up to 80 degrees when I got up. I said, Steve, I'm dying thinking about it. It's so hot. Anyway, I did, and I had to put all of our clothes, including shoes, in the dryer before we put them on Tuesday for 30 minutes on high, put them on and leave and not return. And when we returned, I had to leave a bag with change of clothing for both Marty and me that was in the house during this process. And he put it in the garage for us when it was finished sterilizing. And I changed in the garage when I came home, took everything off, and put it in the dryer again, and put the clean clothes on. And not only did we had to do prep work to, we did not have to empty the closet, we did not have to empty drawers. I had to empty, and those of you who know me know that my desk in the office down here was stacked with papers. He brought me bins, plastic bins, where bed bugs cannot climb up. And I had to put all that stuff in the bins, as well as any stacks of stuff and aerosol cans, candles, chocolate, and crayons. Chocolate, aerosol, and gel caps. They wanted separated in these plastic bins also. They're open. It's like a basket, like a laundry basket, actually. And so far, everything made it. My vitamin D and my fish oil. The fish oil smells rancid, so I have a feeling that's going to have to be tossed. Those are all stuck together, as are my joints. So what they do is they heat it for a certain amount of time and then take them out, hoping to not have them rot or go, you know, be unusable. Took my plants out after a certain amount of time. In fact, when I came back, he was sitting in the garage watering my plants, taking very good care of them, he told me. And so far they look like they're going to be okay. I don't have a lot of plants anymore anyway. But when I walked in the house and we were talking, I looked at my thermostat and the air was on and the windows and doors were all open. Nothing was moving outside. It was like 80 degrees. But with the air on and the doors and windows open, it was blowing the air, trying to blow the air out. And I walked by the thermostat and it said 08 and he had it set on like 60 cooling. And I said to him, what does this mean? And he said, oh, I don't know. He said, it'll even, you know, we were looking at it, we were standing there for 5 minutes. He said, you know, it'll finally, you know, recalibrate and it'll be fine. And then we're standing there, we noticed it went from 09 to 07 to 06. And after he left, after a little while, I noticed it was 98. I thought, how stupid are we both? And I told him this yesterday, but I couldn't believe it. I said, that's what the actual temperature in here was, 109 degrees when I got home. So from 120, it had dropped to 109.
Okay.
Anyway, not only did I have to prepare to get the stuff in the baskets, when I walked in the bedroom, I noticed that there were sheets that were previously in my, and I did not, he didn't want me to strip my bed before I left, sheets that were in my linen closet in a basket and not folded the way they were. They had been ruffled, as well as stuff from the drawers that were in another, you know, that were ruffled. Anything that was left in the drawer was all ruffled. So, and my linen closet, everything, all my washcloths, towels, and everything, all ruffled. So everything has to be at least refolded. And so, you know, I thought, well, I'll put the stuff away from the baskets that I did when I get home, most of it, not all of it. But then I didn't realize the extra work of having to refold all. And he said to me yesterday, he said, we tried to fold the fitted sheet. He said, but those are hard. I said, oh, Steve, they really are, and I'll show you tomorrow when you come. They're really, you know, if you, there's a method to it that's really very easy. But one of the things that he recommends is, when you go away, expect that they're there. If you go into a hotel, and he does, he goes with a flashlight, look at, and I've heard people doing this, looking at the mattress, you know, stripping the sheet off, or at least the corners, looking at behind the headboard. Never put your luggage on the bed. He puts his in the bathtub when he gets to the hotel. That's where it stays until he leaves. When he takes a shower, he takes it out, dries the tub with his towel when he's finished, puts it back in there, does not have him clean his bathroom when he's there. If he has to hang something, hangs it as far away from the walls as he can. And there's no problem. I mean, you have the right to ask at the desk if they have a bed bug problem. And if you have a bed bug in your room, you look for stains on the sheets or on the mattresses. You ask for a different room. You have that right. And he said, put one of these baskets in your trunk when you come home from, or when you come home from a hotel or an airplane. You put it in the basket if you don't have the basket. He gave me the name of a black bag that's heavy that you can put your suitcase in and tie it in your trunk. He suggested I keep a basket in my trunk that is smooth on the inside. They cannot climb up them. If they're ridges, they can climb up them. When I go to a doctor's office, do not sit in the waiting room. If you sit, do not sit back. Put your purse in the basket after a doctor's visit in the trunk, and you'll see whether there's anything in there. I don't know how they would get into the purse unless, and I never put it on the floor anyway, unless you were to put it on something that had it, but I guess you could do that in the doctor's office. I had a dentist appointment in a couple weeks. I generally hang up my purse there. But he said, you know, just live aware of it. Don't become paranoid. I don't want to become paranoid. I said, you know, he has twin boys, 11-year-old twin boys. I said, you have people coming in your house. What do you do? He said, I'm not always happy about who walks in, but, you know, what are you going to do? I said to him, you've got to talk to an engineer and find somebody to come up with something where when somebody walks in your house, you just run this over them and it kills them. He said, do you want a job working for us? It's been a very stressful, emotional week.
Wow, I can't even imagine.
No. It's and so I knew exactly what my friend who said she had no idea what day she left was talking about. Because yesterday when I was starting to put stuff out of, take stuff out of that, and I'd start here and then go someplace to put it away, never got back for a couple hours because I stopped someplace else. And it was that email that we've had how many times with the elderly person who goes to do this and then takes this and you know, eventually that night does the first thing she was supposed to be doing in the morning.
Yeah.
It was, I wouldn't wish this on anyone. And some of the stories he told me, it just, meanwhile, our three kids were here. Jamie brought us home from the airport, had my car while I was gone. When I got back to the airport, it had turned chilly, and he immediately, I didn't have a coat, immediately put his jacket on me and brought the suitcases in and then left. And the suitcases I emptied almost immediately as a precaution for me and then put them in the garage, thinking cold would help, but it didn't. It doesn't. It's the heat. And then Mindy was here for dinner that Sunday night, took the suitcases upstairs. She was here the longest. And Murray was here last Thursday. He stopped to pick up Murray's car with his son and didn't get very far. I stopped him at the door and told him what was going on and didn't, you know, basically almost didn't come into the. And he said, well, maybe I shouldn't take Dad's car. I said, no, the dog cleared both of our cars today, which was last Thursday. You know, he had him sniff both cars. at her. But I, you know, I've talked to Steve a couple times about this, and he said, your daughter's the only one. The boy should watch for anything, but she's the one. She's a social worker. He said he has had social workers. And, you know, Mindy goes into these houses, inner city, and it has nothing, anything to do with how clean or dirty your house is. Nothing. You can bring it in from a movie theater, a hospital, a plane, a hotel, a cruise ship. Nursing homes have them. Daycare centers have them. It has nothing to do with where you are, with the type of housekeeping you do. In fact, at dinner Monday night, it was Marty's birthday, and we met the kids for dinner. And my daughter-in-law, who's a teacher at Montessori, said, it sounds like lice, which how many schools haven't had that problem? And I said, the only thing is with lice, you can see them. These hide in crevices. And you rarely see them. I don't know how I did that night. But you just have to be aware that they are rampant. And he said Cleveland has gotten, the United States really had eradicated them like in the 50s, I think, pretty much. And it's so rampant now with all of the international travelers coming in. And he said Cleveland has gotten so bad because of the Cleveland Clinic, where we have kings coming from the Arabic land, as well as a lot of Indian people at Case Western Reserve University. He said in India, they live with them.
Yeah.
I know. I had gotten lice on my leg, and I didn't know if it was a rash or what, which as soon as the dog guy saw, he said, that's bites. So meanwhile, today, Bella is coming back to re-sniff my house.
Sure? Good luck.
Well, thank you. It took hours. I mean, I felt so bad for my poor air conditioner Tuesday night, and it was really, and when I finally went to bed at, I think it was 11 o'clock, it was still 86 degrees in here. It took a long time to get down. And I finally realized it's not just the air that's really hot. It has permeated everything in the house.
Yes, your furniture and everything holding the heat.
Everything was that temp, was 120 degrees. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is why they fluff everything to get the air circulating in there. They brought in big fans and the heaters.
And yeah. Say again, I thought I was hearing you right, but I want to be sure. Maybe my phone was not doing right. When you went to the motel, you put your luggage in the bathtub because they can't call up there?
Absolutely.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Try not to touch your clothes to the walls as far as...
Right.
Is that okay. What kind of plastic is this he's saying put the stuff in? Did you say...
Let me get the name of... And you know what? Now I'm just thinking, so does that mean you shouldn't sit in your hotel room? I mean, obviously you're going to sleep on the bed, but I would suspect that it would be advantageous to, obviously, which we do anyway, keep your dirty clothes separate from your clean clothes in a bag, and I would probably tie it now. The name of the bags is Husky. That's the brand name, Husky. Drum liners. Home Depot here has them. They were 55 gallons. No, wait a minute. They were 55 gallon black bag. 60 of them for $18.34.
Okay. Husky. What was the next name?
Drum, like beat the drum liners.
Okay. Drum liners. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm traveling again this weekend, and I just kept thinking, golly dog, if I get those things, the way
I
insects
know.
My body, you know, I mean, I'm just so susceptible to any kind of an insect, and I've never had one. Nobody's ever seen one. I looked at them online and all, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. They're little. They are little. The two that I captured, in fact, I said to Steve yesterday when I was washing clothes on Wednesday, I said, I think I got one from the dryer. I saved it for you to show you. So obviously it was on our clothes.
Wow.
Which clothes it was. The clothes that I had in the dryer were the clothes that Marty and I both wore Tuesday outside. So where did it come from? I don't know. They will not stay on your body. They stay on clothes or material things. But they will, when you're, and they feed for five, they can feed for up to 5 minutes. They can go for up to a year without food.
Oh, my.
What an education I got this week.
Wow, yes.
And I wasn't sure about sharing this today, but I really think that it's important information for people to have.
I think it's excellent.
Well, Steve is funny.
Now,
he said, you know, when he sees somebody like at a hotel or an airport doing something, he'll start talking to them. He said, you know, sometimes they resent it. He said, but I just feel it's, you know, something I really should do for people. And I said, well, you sound like with me, Ken. So.
Oh. Did you say look under the bed and in the corners of the bed with a flashlight, right?
Well, what he does, and I heard this on, you know, whenever was it Oz or whoever had a bed bug segment, they will go in the creases or around the, you know, where the tubing is on a bed, mount on the mattress or the box spring, and there are different stages. The nit, or I think that's what they call it when it's the larva or whatever. And then, you know, they're small. But look for signs of dry blood or dry poop, which, you know, you'll find a small little dot of brown or black or, you know, rust color on the mattress or the box spring, as well as around, he looks for them, I don't know if it's behind or on, but they like dark, the headboard. Now, on our cruise, interestingly, we had, when we would leave, like, for the afternoon, and they would make up the room, we would come back, and there was no top sheet on the bed, interestingly. Just a fitted bottom sheet and a comforter with, I guess, like a duvet, a white-type duvet on top. And we would come back late in the afternoon, and there was this gold piece of fabric across the bottom of the bed, all the way across, and maybe 2.5-3 feet wide. Have no clue what it was there for. Maybe as decoration. I have no idea. And then we come back from after dinner, you know, ready for the night, and it would be gone. And the night before we were leaving, I kind of picked up these. There was a skirt on the bed to see if, to be sure nothing was under there. And lo and behold, guess where that gold piece of fabric was? On the floor.
Yay!
And I'm thinking, I wouldn't do this in my own house, which I guarantee you is a lot cleaner than this floor. And I finally wrote a letter last night on the computer to Princess. I have not responded to their emails because I wanted to be sure what I was dealing with, number one. And I know the time is wasting. I've gotten several emails from them already. We were told we would get one when we got home, and I had two the day I got home. But I mentioned this, and I said, I guarantee you my floor is cleaner than that. Plus, they changed the sheets only once in a 10-day cruise and did not change the pillowcases. Have no clue why.
Wow.
And I included this. I said, even in the dingy hotels, they're changed at least every 3 days. And so, you know, I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see how this one pans out. So,
I have a question. You
sure.
know, before we talked about the problem with bed bugs, and there was something, a light kind of thing that was at Costco or wherever.
Yeah, I have
did
one.
You ask these guys anything about that, whether it's effective or not?
I can't, just because he has stressed the high heat so much, I can't imagine that that would have any effect. I will ask him, but I can't imagine.
Exactly.
An ultraviolet light.
See?
It's an ultraviolet UV light.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Right, I have one. You know, Shar and I both got one. But
it's called a what light?
It's an ultraviolet light.
Ultraviolet, okay.
Yeah. So I can't imagine. In fact, I think I will get it out to ask him to just. I mean, I have taken it to hotels with me. It's a UV light wand, but this is the kind of thing I'm talking about, and I would have absolutely no qualms about running it over everybody who walks in my house.
Yeah.
Plus, another thing, and I don't know whether either of you, and I don't know if there's anybody else on the line, has any kind of cleaning help, but do not, well, Steve does not recommend allowing them to use anything but your vacuum in your house. Do not share vacuums.
Mm,
go ahead.
Well, that only makes sense when you really stop and think about it, but I think my mind wasn't going broad enough.
I agree. I mean, it makes sense. And the brand that he absolutely loves is Dyson, D-Y-S-A-N. Anybody hear of it?
Yes.
It's an expensive one, but he says it is phenomenal. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm buying a new vacuum. Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
And if my current cleaning crew does not like, will not live with this idea, they're finished. I don't want, number one, I don't want them bringing it in, and I don't feel comfortable spreading it.
Yeah.
And I said, even if I said to him, I'm going to have him change the bag before, which I figured they would be upset about. And he says, Nancy, there are many places on a vacuum that they can hide. I even noticed when he wheeled in, I don't even know whether it was the fan or one of the heaters, he was out there wiping off the, even though he was bringing it in at 120 degrees, he was wiping off the wheels on the unit.
Wow.
So I think I got most of the things. That's our experience. Are we going to lose any time quickly? I don't think so. And, you know, the sad thing is it's the first time we've been away in 3 years just because of what's been going on with both of us. And to come home with this unexpected additional crap.
This is terrible.
Well,
but I appreciate you, Nancy.
As Marty said initially, after Steve was here last Friday, you know, Nancy, it could be worse. And he's right. As hectic and cumbersome and stressful and emotional and the whole thing, it was, it is. It did not affect our health. You know, in fact, he said to me yesterday, he said, you know, most houses I walk into, and they come back within a day or two to recheck, most people have all the baskets ready to give me back. Because I jokingly said to him, you know, Steve, how many months am I going to be able to keep these baskets, the ones with the paper in them? And he said, a week. And he said, you know, it's the time to clean out. In fact, when he was telling me to go into my den and clear off my desk, he said, you know, take the baskets in there. He said, you might want to also take in a garbage can. And I'm to show you how my mind was not working at all. And I looked at him in total honesty, blank head, for what? He said, to throw stuff in. Okay. Do you really think I have the energy to look to peruse anything right now? They'll go in there. And I said to him last night, you know, I feel like it's when we moved, because I swore I was not moving anything that I had not gone through, and I lived up to that. He said, that's what people find, you know. I started throwing clothes last night that I haven't worn in years, and I thought, why am I keeping this? He said, that's what people say. That's exactly what they do. They get rid of stuff that they're not using. And the papers, I'm going to start. I filled the first night, Monday night, I filled 3 bags of papers. I was so proud of myself. Yesterday I filled another 2. So I am going through it. Mary Lou, are you listening?
I'm listening. I've got to do the same thing. My children have been on me. I haven't had what you've had, but I'm concerned about it. I'd find the service that you got in our area, but maybe they're available.
I don't know, but don't wait and get there. It's been very, a little bit cathartic anyway. And I'm seeing Oprah, O Magazine, that I've been getting for how many years that I never read. And because every time the new subscription comes out, it's so damn cheap, I figure, oh, what the heck? And guess what? I don't read them. And do I save all these old magazines, or do I finally toss them like I did with the Ladies' Home Journal before we moved?
I have storage for years, but my daughter said no. I had to give up the storage business building.
Oh.
And so they all just went to my place out in the country in a drain where I've been putting papers and so forth, recycling them there to help hold the water, you know, and the soil for erosion.
Yeah.
So I've got a lot more to put there.
We recycle paper. You know, it goes out every week with the garbage in a separate container, and I don't have any problems with that. You know, it's like when we moved, I had a thing for recycling, I had a thing for donations, I had a thing for garbage, I had a thing for the kids. But other than that, you know.
That's what I've got to do.
It's a good time to cleanse again. It's been 8 years that we've been here. It's certainly way past time. And I swore this would not happen once we moved here, and guess what? It's the papers.
Yes, it is. Okay.
If I haven't read it in 2 years, what makes me think I'm going to read it now? You know?
Yeah, I've mentally been going through that same thing. I'm looking around and I have these stacks of papers and it's newspapers and other things I've printed off, and I'm like, why?
Right.
Why am I letting that just sit there like that?
Before we moved, I jokingly or not, half jokingly, said to many people, including I'm sure on this call, I need a whole wall of filing cabinets for all my stuff. And if I had that, the likelihood is I would not be in this situation. The unfortunate thing is I don't have that, and I don't have an option of where to put it. If I put it in the basement, it would serve me absolutely no purpose. You know, I have a basement with plenty of room to do it. I wouldn't go down there to do it. And that's
right.
Just not me. I have two file drawers in my desk, but they're, I have some stuff in it. It just is voluminous. I could use a whole wall.
Well, I have some file cabinets.
Yeah, and if I can inspire somebody else to get rid of unnecessary, quote, stuff, it's just stuff.
Yeah.
Do it. Don't save it for your children. So, anyone have anything else they need to talk about?
I just need to go get to work.
There you go.
I said to Steve when he told me about all these people who he walked in and they're all cleaned up again, I said, it's not going to be here. I said, but I'm comfortable with what I've done so far. And that's really what matters. You know, I'm not competing with anybody. They're probably a lot younger than I am. I mean, he told me the family just came back from Seattle, a mother and a daughter. Both of them have bed bugs. Another family where the daughter has them, both mothers have them, and he found out, you know, they're passing, they have two little kids, they're passing diaper bags and car seats and all that back and forth. Meanwhile, the husband's office is clean, but the three of them have bed bugs. So it's,
wow.
Yeah. Mindy keeps saying to me, I don't have the mom. But she goes into these houses, and he said she should take her, never sit on their chair, buy a plastic chair at Dick's, and he gave me the name of one to buy. She should not be carrying paper in there, and she does. She does not have an iPad. And there was a third thing, I forget what it was, but he said she has to protect herself. And if she tells people that she's bringing her own chair, they'll understand. And she just keeps saying, I don't have them. And I'm thinking now, if she has them and brings them back in here, I'll kill her. There's no option to that. I'll get her life insurance policy and pay for the next treatment. And my psychiatrist.
Oh, me. How expensive was a service like this, or do you even know?
Yeah, I assume that it has something to do with the size of your house. Bella coming in, I believe, let me go see what my, I'm thinking Bella was $285. Let me go look at my checkbook. And it's amazing one of my sons has asked me several times, so do you have to pay for her to come back? And I think even several people have asked me, although I haven't told everybody about this. And as far as I know, I'm not paying again. This is part of the program, I'm assuming. Let me just see how much I paid for Bella.
That's just for the dog, right?
Wait. Bella was $307.08, which included tax. I thought it was two something. So that must be because of the tax, which we have a high tax here. To have the house heated on Tuesday, they started at 8 o'clock Tuesday morning.
Has arrived.
Steve was here past 4:30, but the other three guys left here at 4:30. So it was an all-day thing, and it's over $4,000.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my word.
It's like double the cost of the trip.
Oh, my heavens.
I'm paying for the trip twice is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
It's certainly less expensive to use the chemicals. But it's also less effective. What happens is they'll spray the perimeter of a room, and they run under the carpet to the middle, and as soon as they can get back, they'll go back to the end. And then guess what? You say you're reinfested. Well, you're not. It's the same ones that are waiting to go back.
Wow.
So we debated about it, but I said to Marty, first of all, we don't want the chemicals. But second of all, why keep reinfesting reinfesting us with the chemicals? I think this it makes more sense. And I looked online, and it was written up there also. Somebody wants the website for him that gives you some information about it. I can send it to you. Just send me an email, and I'll send you his website to check. Somebody else just came on. Okay. But, no, he has some good information on his website. So you can, precautions also.
Yeah. That would be great. That information would be super to have.
I'll send me an email and I'll send it to you. I don't want to just send it down to everybody to wonder what's going on.
I wanted to. This is Jeannie. I just joined you.
Oh, you missed it all, Jeannie. Too bad.
I missed the whole thing. Sorry.
My house is heated to 120 degrees on Tuesday. And I said, too bad Jeannie's not here. She has that all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Jeannie, did you see a lot of bed bugs in Arizona?
No, huh? I haven't heard of any here. I haven't reported any that I know of. Is that what you had? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Bless your heart. Wow. Well, yeah, I'll email you. I want the website to read.
Now do you understand my email to you?
Uh-huh. I do. Wow. Bless your heart.
It's been a week of weeks.
I guess so. Wow.
Well, I'm concerned about my three grandsons, and they're always in sports, and one's in college, and all the stuff. And you think, oh my lord,
oh,
they bring
them. He told me have them. He said when you send your kid to college and they live off campus, the apartments have them. Yeah, and then they come home with them.
Yeah. Gosh. Okay.
Everybody's huddled. I'm going to hang up. Start scratching and itching.
Okay.
When some people get bitten, they don't know it. Some people get red welts. Some people get, I think, even pustules. And some people, as he said to me, at least yours is on the leg. Some people get it on the face, he said, and it could affect their breathing even.
Oh, my goodness.
So people react differently. I've only been bitten that one time, that one night, but it doesn't mean that I haven't been bitten. I just haven't been affected by it again. Marty has not been affected at all, of course.
That's good.
It has been interesting. What an education.
I guess so. Oh, my goodness.
over, and I don't know, is this country going to get to the point where we live with them? I can't imagine how they can, because of the international travel, it was so rampant. And so many from, as I mentioned, like in Cleveland, the Cleveland Clinic and University, Case Western Reserve University, where so many Arabics come in and Indians come in and stay. They're bringing them with them.
Oh, is that where they're starting
to get on planes?
Hmm. Yeah. That's what I'm wondering. What can you say we can do on planes? Anything?
When you get in your car, put your bag in either one of the baskets or the bags.
Okay.
Which is right. Good, you know, it's first in the overhead bin than it is in the car and the underneath.
All right.
Didn't ever put anything on the floor.
Okay.
Yikes, on the floor, huh?
I have a friend who wipes off the tray. They change babies on the tray. Do you want fecal matter where you're eating?
Oh, gosh.
Oh. Well, that's, you know, I've been so careful with all these things. My two friends and I have been so almost paranoid about this, and this is what happens. In fact, this friend who just came back from her brother-in-law dying has no clue. I mean, and I saw her last night, and she's going to, oh, my God, yeah. I'm sterile still, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, when I walked in my house, he said, your house is sterile. It's funny because one of my friends, the one who knows, said I would throw all that luggage away. And I thought later, how would you know that what you're buying doesn't have it? I said to her, my luggage is now clean. And when you come home, leave your luggage in the garage. Do not take it in the house, ever. You can and put all of your clothes in one of these black bags, funnel it into the dryer when you get home, and then run it for 30 minutes on high. That kills them.
Didn't you say this bag that you could get at Home Depot? Did you say that? But would it not? Wouldn't it not? Is it a fabric rather than a plastic?
Oh, plastic. Plastic.
How could you put that in your dryer? Wouldn't it melt?
No, you don't put that in. You funnel the clothes out while it's in the dryer.
Oh, out of, okay.
Put the bag in the dryer, funnel the clothes out that you're going to dry as much as you can, don't overstuff it. Run it for 30 minutes on high. When that's finished, you know, put it back in the garage. When that's finished, put more in. Put it that way.
Okay.
Even your shoes. You know, we had our sneakers in there both times.
Okay.
All right.
And that plastic bag is smooth enough that they can't.
The tie at the top. Yeah. Apparently there's a zip top that you can get to put on there. I don't know what that's about, but I think he said there's a zip top. They are not zipper bags, but I didn't even ask at Home Depot, but apparently you can zip it closed, I think, with a zip. There's some kind of a zip you can get to put on there that will keep them in. And Jeannie, just for your information, when you go to a hotel, the suitcase goes into the bathtub and stays there.
Oh, okay.
You have to hang anything. Hang it as far away from the wall as you can.
Oh, my gosh. I think of all the years.
I tried to look.
Oh, but it's getting worse. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So, in our day, in fact, Marty, notoriously, if I'm awake at all, will throw his arm around me and say, sleep tight, don't let the bed buzz. And I said to him, you better never say that again.
Don't say that again.
At least now I can talk and joke about it a little bit. I was numb.
Has this come because of your trip?
We think so. I mean, my suitcases was the first place the dog picked it up.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Which is why I said it makes the trip twice as expensive now.
Oh, sure. And how did you know you had it? Just by the bite?
The morning after we were home, Friday morning, I found a bug next to my pillow, thinking, you know, okay, it's on my pillow. It took the bug. And I killed it and threw it away. And that was Friday. Sunday, when I changed my sheets, same type of bug on my comforter.
Okay.
And I again killed it. And I thought, okay, two. Well, last Wednesday morning, Wednesday night when I was getting ready for bed, I saw one small next to my pillow, and I put it on a piece of scotch tape, a piece of packing tape, saved it, sat down and read my Simple Abundance, and when I got up again, less than 20 minutes later, another one. And I said to my this is fever, and they were all four on the bed. This was right by the pillow again. And so Thursday, I made the calls, and the dog came Thursday, and they sniff it out.
Wow.
And it says the luggage, where the luggage is in the closet, that's where he's, that's where she said it was. And,
oh, my.
Yeah. We were going to go with, you know, just regular pest control guy who would chemically pesticide, you know, where the bugs were. And as I said, when you first came on, I think, they just sends them to the middle of the room, especially in a larger room, to the middle of the room, under the carpet. And then when everything is dry, they come back out again. Oh, we're reinfested. No, it's the same ones you had. And if you miss one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, geez.
But you usually do not see them.
Mm-hmm.
They like to hide. But when you go into a hotel, you look and see if there's any either feces or dry blood on the mattress.
Okay.
And he goes in with a flashlight exterminator.
Mm-hmm.
They're called pest control people now.
Yeah.
And he looks behind the, I think behind the headboard. But he said, put the suitcase immediately in the bathtub. Our suitcases were put out by 10 o'clock Wednesday night. We didn't see them until we got to our airport on Thursday.
Okay.
So who knows where they kept them on the ship.
Oh,
with other people. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a letter yesterday finally, and I was so ticked. My computer kept saying it was going to update something, and I kind of forgot. I thought I had put it, and I wrote a really good letter, and I was in a hurry to get out because I needed to meet Marty. And it said, do you want to save? And I said, no. There went my letter. Oh, shit.
Oh,
yes, I forgot about this, and, you know, quickly, I didn't realize it was going to turn off, and so I had to rewrite it. The first one was much better than the second one. But I brought up, you know, that I can't believe I'm the only one that had this problem on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, it's amazing to us that Princess is not kicking on top of this type of a problem.
Boy, I'll say.
It's not just Princess. It isn't just, you can go into a 5-star hotel and they have them.
Yes.
If somebody comes in with them, guess what?
They
and it has nothing to do, as I said earlier, with how clean or dirty your house is. All they do is live on blood. They can stay for 5 minutes. They can go for a year without food.
Oh, my gosh, really?
More. They can.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yikes. Somebody say something?
I said, that's amazing.
Oh, okay.
Well, my cousin came here and visited for a while, and then he went back from here to California, and he stopped and stayed in a motel, and he said it was a nice one in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Or New Mexico, one or the other. And then he went on, and he said he had to have everything laundered and everything checked. And I called, you know, it was just unreal, and I called back here, and I had the health department come in. We never could find any here, you know. But he got them just that length of time, and he said it's so expensive because he said everything that he had in his suitcases had to be, you know, to the laundry. So I guess they really did take suitcases.
Yeah. 30 minutes on high heat in the dryer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's what they did to kill them. They heated your house up.
220 degrees. I said earlier, before we left Tuesday, I had to put all of our clothes head to toe, plus our shoes, in the dryer for 30 minutes, put them on, and leave. Also had to leave a bag in the house of clothes to put on when we came home. So when I came home, I had clothes to put on, new shoes, everything that they had put in the garage for me, got changed in the garage. Clothes I took off immediately went into the dryer, including the shoes, for 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now every time you go out, you have to do that?
No. And I said to him, that's what you do. He said, depends on where he is. You know, if he's someplace where he's suspect, they get undressed in the dryer. In the dryer. They have the garage. I guess if you don't have an attached garage, it creates a little problem.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, certainly somebody who was here longer than anybody is in a condo that's an apartment-type building. She obviously couldn't do that. You know, standing out in her hall, I don't think her neighbors would be too appreciative of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. What an ordeal. You should write a book, Nancy.
Expect, yeah, somebody else said that. I forget who it was. Expect
yeah.
that wherever you go, they are there.
Right, yeah. It'd be better to.
Hold on, that's my best guy. Hold on a minute, I'll be right back.
Well, that kind of takes the shine off of a trip, doesn't it?
It sure does. Oh, my goodness.
You don't know what I'm doing. It worries me, you know, about traveling to meetings and different things.
Mm-hmm.
You bet. Absolutely.
You don't know who stays what and whatever happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No control over that kind of
hotel meeting when y'all are at different places, or do you have a trailer?
We, actually, we're renting. This time we're going to Del Mar, California. We're renting a cottage for a month. That's in June. But when we go, now when we go to Oregon, we stay with some friends.
That freestanding cottage, Gina?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is a new place we're staying this year.
Does it mean
it's they're freestanding. Well, I know
yeah.
it. I know it. Not brand new, but it's new for us.
Uh-huh.
For us.
Right. Oh, okay.
So I don't know. The place we stayed last year, we've stayed there twice. It was a condo that was attached. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should train her to sniff them.
I should. Great idea.
I wonder how you could do that.
I don't know. They must have a course.
And today, how you would help with a dog to know what they are or not.
Well, the thing is that when bed bugs are active, they emit a smell. I think it's a sweet smell. You know, they train dogs for rescue, obviously, but even for diabetic patients who could be going into a diabetic coma or the other extreme, sniff out cancer, they sniff out epilepsy for a seizure.
Yeah, that's for the service dog.
Exactly.
Stuff comes from.
Yes. So you can imagine, Steve said he loves going to a hotel with Gary with his dog because the dog checks the room out for both of them.
I love it. I'll check into it. I'm going to Google it.
I don't, you know, Gary, I believe, is the trainer because he had this dog. He was a fireman, and he trained the dog. I think he may have been the trainer, but maybe not, for rescue. And then he finally decided, you know, if I'm going to use my dog for something, I may as well get paid for it. I don't know who trained her. Maybe he didn't. I'll have to ask him.
And he's a local guy where you are?
Yes. Yeah, there was an ad in the Yellow Pages, which I never would use. But, you know, he's with the Better Business. There were two complaints over the years, one about a warranty and one about something else that, you know, I don't know. That was the one that I liked what I heard, and I kept online. And he is definitely, we believe, the best way to treat it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said you've got him. You've got to get together with an engineer or somebody and come up with something like the wand I have, the UV light, you know, for sanitizing things, but it's not the heat. That will, when somebody walks in your house, you run this down them and they're clean. And so I think you'll make a lot of money on it.
He probably would. That's a good idea for him.
He said you want a job working for us.
Wow.
So, it has been a very interesting time.
Yeah. And where did you go on your cruise?
Panama Canal.
Oh, okay. I bet that was lovely, though.
For several years, anyway. It was really, it is an amazing feat they have done when they built that. And to just, as we were exiting, there were two lanes. As we were exiting, and I looked back, there was a ship that was up at the upper level on the other lane coming our way, and the next level of water was all the way down. And it's just amazing to realize that, you know, eventually will level out because you can see what's happening from the other lane.
Oh, gosh,
so, yeah. And the reality is that if anybody has any interest in seeing this, the sooner you go, the better, because they're building a third canal for the larger ships, and you'll miss that opportunity. I guarantee you once the bigger ships can go through, the smaller ones will stop. And it wasn't like we were on a tiny ship with 2,000 people, 2,000 passengers. And there was probably less than, I don't even think there was a foot total on both sides. Like there was, looked like 3 or 4 inches from where we were looking on our side, and the other side was even closer, they said. So there's not a lot of space on either side of the ship going through.
Wow.
It's interesting how they keep it where it's supposed to be.
Now, am I correct? The United States has totally given it up. We've turned it over to somebody else?
Correct.
Okay.
I have a neighbor, she's moved it, that went on that cruise, and she loved it. She thought it was the greatest thing. She always told us about it.
I think that's the best way to see it. And I'm glad we did it. We've talked about it, and the only place we got off the ship was Costa Rica, which it's even just to get off the ship to walk to the bus was a lot of walking. We did more walking on the ship too than we both are used to. My legs are still killing me. I keep debating, do I call the doctor or not? But we made it, and it was interesting going to Costa Rica. But we stopped at 5 ports, and that was the only time we got off. But our primary reason for being there was the canal. And we said from the beginning, we'll do as much or as little as we can. And we did. And I won $76.
Yeah?
Yeah. However, walking past the casino several times, to see their entertainment was great. They had this place all the way at the other end of the ship. There was smoke out in the hall, and I said to Marty, I can't believe they're allowing smoke there. And one night they had it smoke-free. So I said to Marty, let's go. So we did, and I played the quarter slots, and I was on either my third or fourth machine. And the guy next to me, and I know that you always play the max. Being in Atlantic City, I know that's what you play. The guy next to me is playing $2, and I said to him, oh, that's much too much for me. And I just kept, you don't play with money anymore, especially there. You're playing with your room key. And so I had no clue what I was doing. I'm used to playing with money where your hands get dirty, you pull the thing. That I love and I can understand. This I had no idea. I just kept hitting the thing. And sometimes you'd have to hit another one for spin the wheel, whatever. And all of a sudden, that night, a couple of times, I was at, it came up, at 400, 420, and I'm thinking, gee, that's over $100, I think. Anyway, I get back to the room later, and I'm thinking about this. Idiot, you're saying $2 is too much? Every time I hit that thing, it was 15 quarters. That's almost $4 a shot. What were you thinking? I wasn't. I had no clue. But the machine was really good to me. So I started with $20, never put another penny on it, and came out with $76. So I ended up with $56.
Hey, girl.
And, I was tempted to go back, and I thought, nope, I'm going to go home with this. It'll pay for my ship, right? It'll pay for my bed bugs.
I was going to say, that makes a dent in what you had to take care of afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Sure does. Dream on.
Boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's almost, we've been on this call for an hour already, guys. 6 or 7 minutes.
I got to go, but I want to hear more.
Take care. Thank you, Nancy.
That website, send me an email. And otherwise, have a good day. Tomorrow we'll be back, I guess.
It's me, Nancy.
Let me see your
email.
Okay,
thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. Send it to me. You send it to the others.
Okay, sure, Mary Lou. Thank you. Have a good one, everybody.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome. Thank you.